Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we're looking at Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 15, the master's plan of evangelism. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 read, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus tells his disciples, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." What was Jesus' strategy to win the lost? What was the master's plan of evangelism? Well, if you're not there yet, turn to Matthew chapter 10. We're going to look at verses 1 through 15 and see the fourfold plan of Jesus to spread the gospel message to the whole world. First of all, Jesus called them, his disciples, for preparation. Verses 1 through 4. "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him." How did Jesus prepare his disciples? Well, he had them spend time with him and learn his heart. They learned his plan. Those who would teach first must be learners. Let me ask you, are you spending time with Jesus? And then he equipped them for the task by giving them power to cast out evil spirits and to heal sickness and disease. Jesus is sovereign over both the physical and spiritual realms. What was the purpose of the power? Well, it authenticated the role and the message. Kind of like what happened with the speaking of tongues at Pentecost. Jesus, at the time of Pentecost, was viewed as a crucified, executed criminal and blasphemer. And now his disciples were preaching his message. So the speaking in tongues authenticated that message. Notice the list of disciples. It includes Judas Iscariot. It says, "who also betrayed him." Wow. Think about that. So he had them spend time with him to get to know him and learn his plan. And then he equipped them for the task. Second, Jesus gave them a message to share. Look at verses 5 through 7. "These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus gave his disciples the message and instructions on sharing it. Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans. Jesus did not forbid telling Gentiles or Samaritans on the way. Just don't go looking for them. Go to the Jews first. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Jesus narrowed his priority, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The gospel is for those who know they're sick, who know they need a physician. Luke chapter 5, verses 31-32. Jesus answered and said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Gentiles did not have the concept of one sovereign God, but the Jews did. And so Jesus gave them a message. And then third, Jesus sent them into the world. Verses 8 through 11. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs. For a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever town, city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy and stay there till you go out. Ministry is the context of the command Jesus gave. Freely you've received, freely give. Works of compassion in Christ are not for sale. Jesus sent them and he sends you and me today. Listen, this is crucial. Very few will just show up to hear. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. People aren't going to just come. We have to go. He called them to trust on his provision. Do not carry money with you, for a worker is worthy of his food. Do not carry luggage with you and seek shelter where you go. Stay there until you move on to the next place. These followers of Jesus were being sent out before him, preparing the way for him. The character of their ministry had to be consistent with his. And fourth, Jesus told them how to handle the response. Verses 12 through 15. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Here's a model for outreach visitation right here. Here's the model. Graciously greet the people in the house. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. Do not waste your time on those who reject the message. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. There is no biblical basis for continuing with those who reject. God may give you another opportunity with that person, but leave it up to him. You could waste much of God's time chasing after the same people again and again. Let God worry about who responds and rejects. You go to the next town or to the next person. Just remember Jesus and the rich young man in Matthew 19. Matthew 19, verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And the young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you, that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Jesus shared with that young man, answered his questions, and gave him a call to follow him. The young man went away sad because of his wealth. He wasn't willing to surrender to Jesus. Jesus didn't chase him. Jesus didn't plead with him. No, Jesus turned to his disciples and used the one who rejected as an object lesson. Jesus moved on to the next opportunity of ministry. And we're called to do the same. You have a great day.